Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Exam Monday show. We're back after the summer holidays, and I hope you really enjoyed your vacations. So, today I'm going to talk about implementing the pull to refresh action in a list view in Xamarin Form App. So, for example, we have this application. It's just a newsreader, and it's taken from my Xamarin Form starter kit that I published as an open source project on GitHub. I already talk to you about this free starter kit, and I'm taking this as the base for the current example. So let's take a look. As you can see, I can pull the list view, release, and get the content refreshed instead of implementing a button and refreshing the content manually. So how do we get this to work? So here we have the list view control that I have been using for this open source project. The list view control has a property called isPullToRefreshEnabled that you can set as true to enable the action of pulling and refreshing. When you pull and release, the control raises an event called refreshing that you can handle with an appropriate event handler that I'm going to show in a minute. Then the control, the list view control, has a property called isRefreshing, a property of type bool, that you can bind, for example, to a bool property in your view model that specifies that the application is busy doing something. Let me show the refreshing event handler. Okay. The refreshing event handler in this case is just invoking some code that reloads the data from the internet. But here you can write any code that should update the content of the list view control. So this is the same code that is invoked, for example, in the refresh button. Another interesting thing is that the list view control has a property called refresh command that you can, for example, bind to a command in your view model, an object of type iCommand. So in the case you are implementing the model view model pattern, this is the property you will use to bind to a command instead of an event handler. Here in my view model, I have this kind of property that I called isBusy, and it is of type bool, that is assigned as true when, let me show, okay, when the code is populating the data. So when the data are coming down from the internet, the application is busy. And this is the property that I data bound to the list view control. Okay, one important thing. I am implementing the iNotify property change interface here, and this is important because isBusy must raise a notification to the user interface so that the UI can automatically update its status according to the value of this property. Okay. So as you can see, implementing pull to refresh in a list view controlling Xamarin Forms is really straightforward, and I hope you really enjoyed this video. Thank you for watching.